period of time, they dealt with it in the following fashion. That, and that really is the basic premise of Christianity today, that the Jews were the chosen people. They were God's chosen people. And because they were God's chosen people, the Torah was revealed to them at Sinai. And the Jews had prophets where the rest of the world, prophets, P-H-E-T-S, where the rest of the world did not. And that the Jews had the one true religion and were blessed with monotheism. That's all true. And that God so loved the Jewish people that he sent Jesus as a Jew. He could have sent them as an Italian or an Irishman or anything. He sent them as a Jew. But the Jewish people, at their supreme moment of choice, chose wrongly. And by rejecting Jesus, they rejected God as well. They rejected the road of truth. And they abandoned their chosen role. And therefore, they went from becoming the highest of people to the lowest of people by that one mistaken choice. Now, the church fathers also developed the doctrine that explained to them the problems that they had regarding the mitzvahs of the Torah. The mitzvahs of the Torah were such a nature that if we say, as they say, that the Old Testament is true and it was God's revelation, then what happened to the tzitzis and the tefillin and Shabbos and kashrus? What happened to all of the ritual, all of the law, all of the mitzvahs? Where did that disappear to? And you'll remember in our discussion of Paul and Peter, Paul was the one that broadened Christianity to include all of the Gentile world, and is the one that said that none of the ritual laws of Judaism need be observed any longer, including circumcision. So what happened to that? If it was true once, why isn't it true now? So the church developed a doctrine, and the doctrine was that the New Testament abrogated the Old. In other words, that the Old Testament was valid until the year zero. In the year zero, in Kaviyochel, God changed his mind and substituted for the observance of the mitzvahs belief in Jesus. Now, in Judaism, we have a direct reflection of that statement of Christianity. And we say it in Yigdal, Lo yachalifo el, velo yomir doso. The Rabboni Shalom doesn't change his mind. The Rabboni Shalom doesn't exchange what he said on Sinai for something different, something later. Leo lamim lezuloso. It is it for eternity. God alone gave the Torah, and the Torah is unchangeable, immutable. Now, if you'll just think about it for a moment, you'll see the vast theological difference. I'm speaking only theologically. The vast theological difference, for instance, between traditional Orthodox Torah Judaism and the other so-called brands that are on the marketplace. Because the others, in effect, agree with the Christian argument that the Torah is not given from heaven and that it is changeable, it's adjustable, and therefore it is should not come to us as a wonder or as a shock that, for instance, that amongst Reformed Jews in Germany there was an enormous rate of conversion to Christianity. Because theologically, the step was taken before. Because once you say that the Torah is not God-given, once you say that it can be adjusted,